Well, New Zealand First is set to make a political comeback, but Winston Peters hasn't yet confirmed he'll be sticking around to lead it. After months in hiding, Mr. Peters made a rare public appearance at his first party AGM since the party was turfed out of Parliament at the last election. He used the opportunity to take aim at almost every party in Parliament, the use of te reo Māori and cancel culture. Our political reporter Katie Scotcher was there.
Ready? We are coming back. Again? I want them to hear it downtown Queen Street. We are coming back.
A self-described phoenix rising from the ashes, New Zealand First, is back.
So many critics and scribes have tried and continue to write our obituary. But we are here today, as always, steadfast and resolved to put New Zealand first.
Mr. Peters has been MIA since the election, when his party was booted from Parliament, picking up just 2.6% of the party vote. But making his return at the party's AGM in Auckland, he didn't hold back during his 40-minute address.
We do not intend to put the name New Zealand on the endangered species list. They now are whacking tradies and farmers with a fee to make it cheaper for Ngāti Woke to buy an electric car. They say, so why did you not go with National in 2017? Have a look at the mess they're in. The city of sails has become the city of snails. Growing in our country, you know, today is a cancel culture where anyone who asks a legitimate question is belittled as a colonialist, a racist, a bigot, a chauvinist, or worse still, not new, woke age.
About 150 loyal New Zealand First members were at the AGM, where a new party president was elected. Julian Paul will take over from acting president and former MP Derek Ball. Members also analysed last year's crushing election loss, but the former New Zealand First MP Shane Jones wasn't interested in giving any reasons for what caused it.
Look, it's a bit like Steve Hansen. All Blacks had a bad game, flush it down the dunny and move on.
Party faithful are optimistic about the future and New Zealand First's political comeback.
I'm feeling very confident we are going to be back in Parliament like you've never seen before.
We are planning a really good comeback.
And everyone's all fired up and positive and looking forward to the next couple of years and getting us back in into government because, goodness me, over the last 8 months we've certainly seen why New Zealand First need to have a seat at the table.
One question, however, remains unanswered. Will Winston Peters lead the party into the 2023 election?
That's our fervent hope and belief.
Mr. Peters' supporters want the 76-year-old to stick around too.
I think Winston is the man to lead New Zealand First. I think that we all aspire to his attitude and his desire to see New Zealand and the people of New Zealand progress.
I think he's still valuable. Whether he wants to be the leader or not is up to him.
Winston is the leader for us, for all of New Zealand.
But the question couldn't be put to the man himself. Despite promising to speak to reporters after his speech, Mr. Peters vanished moments after stepping off the stage. Watch this space.